Greetings and welcome, beautiful listeners. And here we are on our 15th day. We are sitting definitely in the spring equinox. My name is May Ruth, and I am your guide and host for your wild soul reflection. You and I have been walking this path for a considerable time now, and we finally come to the next place or the next fork in our proverbial road, and that is spring. I want to share with you just a few thoughts today, courtesy of wonderful Bendy's Soul Whispers prompts. And our final word is grateful. What is there to be grateful for? And of course, I'm sure we each are answering lots of things. Grateful that we've been able to emerge from the interwinter's journey, and now we are into the light. Grateful that we are emerging into new stories, new ways of seeing ourselves, new ways of being, and we have an opportunity to release the old ways. We're grateful to have this lightness of heart, this centering within ourselves, where we can anchor the feeling of being connected to ourselves with others. And we have a chance now to enjoy something new, because with the airy sun, we really do have an opportunity to feel really, really open and light-centered. Light is about leading us into new creative expressions of ourselves. With this new beginning, we get an opportunity to speak our word of truth. We get a chance to hold space and to encourage, as I spoke yesterday about the dream, standing now in the light, it's time to activate that dream. It's time to activate that dream and be grateful that we can turn it into an intention. We can turn it into an intention of joyfulness. We can turn it into an intention of receiving new insights. We can be grateful that our path gives us new insights in terms of our direction. Where and how do you want to travel now? This is a time to be grateful for that surge of energy that actually feels like the bowl understanding and the newness is being offered directly. It's not a shadow. It's not something that we have to wonder about. It is a feeling. And if we each get very quiet for a moment and ask from the inside out, because even as we stand in the light, it is important to inquire from within. What is it that this springtime is offering me? Spring is a time to be grateful for the confidence, this feeling of exhilaration. And it's a time to share that feeling with others. It's a very interactive, interestingly enough, even though the Aries energy is one of being able to walk forth, Arian energy is one of enjoying having companions as one moves in this new direction. The one thing that we need to consider and also be grateful for as we move into the spring energetic vibrational frequency is sometimes it's important to just rest and think about whatever it is that you have decided to activate and whatever it is that you're embarking upon carrying out or doing. It's really important that you don't have to rush. There's no need to run and grab the first thing that you see. No, that's not how this energy flows. And in an interesting way, Aries energy is a flowing kind of energy. The Aries sign represents fire, and that fire represents the spontaneous spirit of feeling about whatever it is that you're grateful for embodying. So it's really important to take your springiness, to take the feeling that the world has opened up. It has opened up to you and it has opened up to everyone. And it's very important to acknowledge that, to be grateful that everyone can share in this bountifulness, in this abundance that is really all around us. In fact, that may be one of the most important things to happen in this springtime, that we are each being called upon to speak a new truth about what spring really means and to look out into our world and be willing to speak the openness and to help other people recognize that they too are party to the dream, their individual dream, and that we need to look at our earth and take care of Mother Earth in terms of the collective dream that is standing right before us. So I want to again encourage and thank each one of you for taking your approximately 10 minutes a day to listen to my musings and my thoughts and my reflections, because I really and truly have enjoyed opening this pathway and helping to bring something. Again, I want to thank you for being present for yourself as we have walked this journey. It's been an interesting and inspirational time, I know for myself. And I truly trust that it has been the same for you. As you walk out, take a look around you and ask yourself, what is it that you appreciate about your life? What is that something that is so precious and that you are so grateful for every single day? I look forward to bringing you new episodes of your Wild Soul Reflection, which will perhaps take some of the themes that we've covered over these last days, because there's much that needs to be discussed, mused about, reflected on. But again, I want to thank you so much, and I want to leave you, of course, with the feelings of peace and harmony in your world, and we will talk once more. From my heart to your heart, I send you much springtime love. Farewell. for now.